Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On April 1, the same day that the Florida Supreme Court issued a blockbuster pro-life decision, it also issued another opinion. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it was same day, same court, two different decisions. And I must say this one was quite disappointing. You know, after you argued before the Florida Supreme Court recently, and to have this one come out where they ruled 4-3 in favor of keeping this deceptive amendment on the ballot.
Yeah, when I argued the case, after the argument, I clearly knew that we had three votes in our favor. That means we only needed one more vote from the remaining four.
All the women justices.
All the women justices. Yeah. And all the women justices were the ones that dissented.
Exactly.
In this case. And they did a superb job.
Mm-hmm.
They got it right. And in fact, it was the women justices also that wrote the opinion on the same day that upheld the 15-week abortion ban.
And, you know, I must say I was a bit surprised about the Chief Justice because I thought his questions were quite telling.
Surprised and disappointed because during the oral argument, he had good questions.
Mm-hmm.
And his questions were that he wasn't as concerned about what the ballot summary said, but what it didn't say. And then he went to some very interesting questions that he didn't get satisfactorily answered. And he said, you know, Article 1, Section 2 of the Florida Constitution says that natural persons have a right to life. Does that include the unborn? Because there's a lot of history of Florida protecting the unborn and giving legal rights. In Roe versus Wade, that the Supreme Court back in 1973 acknowledged that if the unborn child was a person, then the result would be different, but they didn't take time to resolve that question. But had they resolved the question in favor of the unborn's personhood, then Roe versus Wade would come out differently. So,
and of course, the unborn child is a person.
He asked the question.
Yeah.
Voters in the ballot summary are not apprised of the potential impact that this amendment would have on existing law. We then filed supplemental authorities that showed that many laws in Florida specifically refer to the unborn as the unborn child or an unborn person, granting legal rights in the area of criminal law, civil law, in guardianship,
real estate law,
law, and also the wills, trust, and estates law.
Right.
All of those areas, in addition to what the words are in the Florida Constitution.
You know, so it was really shocking, and we did answer that question, I think, quite completely, that he did rule against it.
So he was very disturbed that the amendment language in the ballot summary did not even mention that, did not even apprise the voters of that. So I assumed, with three that I knew we had from the oral arguments, that he was also a vote against this amendment because of his concern, perhaps for the same or different reasons. But unfortunately, he fizzled out and he joined the other three individuals to make it a 4-3 decision. Mm-hmm. So what's the result here? The result is, I think it's a terrible decision that they've allowed this deceptive amendment to go to the ballot. But what do we do now? Well, there's several things. First of all, that doesn't mean that they've passed it yet. There's a lot of hurdles that have to be accomplished before there's a vote on this. First of all, in Florida, for a voter initiative, you must have a certain percent of signatures, valid signatures, based upon how many people voted in the previous presidential election. In this case, it's about 800 and some thousand signatures. They say they have that. But in addition to having the gross number, the total number of signatures, you also have to have it distributed within the state. So within each one of your precincts or districts, you also need to have the same kind of percent. So in those districts, for example, that prevents you from getting all of your signatures from one part of the state. Like, say, for example, South Florida or North Florida, to the exclusion of the rest of the state. It doesn't allow, therefore, one part of the state to just dominate the rest of the state. So you also have to have a certain percentage, the same percent that you have to have of the total number of votes, you have to have that same percent for each one of these districts or precincts. And in some, they have that, but in a lot of others, they don't. So the vote has not been, the initiative has not been certified yet. So what happens if you don't have enough signatures distributed in these various districts? Well, it's not going to be certified, and therefore it won't be on the ballot. So it is not a foregone conclusion yet that this will be on the Florida ballot in November.
So this is great news that you're just sharing. So what needs to happen as a result?
Well, what we need to do is,
besides educating
I'm working
people.
With some other leaders and organizations, and we're going to go and do a deeper dive into this to analyze it. But this is based upon what's on the Florida website in terms of the distribution of votes, and we will analyze that. So what happens if they don't have the requisite distribution? Well, it won't go on the November ballot. But they can continue to collect signatures for a specified period of time. It's not an open-ended time with no time limit. For a specified period of time to get the requisite number of signatures. So if it doesn't go on the ballot in November, and we'll find that out pretty soon, then we will likely have to focus on the individual precincts and the districts to make sure that those people are apprised of the deceptive, broad nature of this amendment, because this amendment will throw women to back alley abortion.
Absolutely. You know, this is a great example for us as a church to rise up, to speak out, to educate our people about this, and not to be deceived, because this is how this got to this point. They were out in parking lots deceiving people. Don't you want to protect women's health? Which is not what this is about at all. It's about killing children.
Right. And that's deceptive. When you go out to gather signatures, you can't deceive someone at the signature collecting level about what you're asking them to sign. But that's what they did, exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, the very amendment, the name is deceptive.
One of the spouses of one of our workers at Liberty Council was approached by someone, and that person said, would you like to sign this amendment regarding protecting women's rights? He had to ask three times what it's about. Well, it's about women's rights. Well, what is it really about? It wasn't until he asked and persisted, and after asking three times, that they said it's about abortion.
Right.
So they were hiding the fact that this is an abortion amendment.
You've got to educate
people
yourself.
Signed
You've got
this
to ask
thing,
questions.
Not knowing.
Right. You've got to ask questions.
Let alone not knowing how broad the abortion amendment is.
Right.
You know, if you ask somebody, would you like to have an amendment that would deregulate abortion to the extent that there's no more health or safety regulations so that women would be thrown essentially into back alley abortion butchers, and the state would have no ability to pass a health or safety law that protects these abortion butchers from brutalizing women.
That licensed healthcare providers like a massage therapist could authorize an abortion.
Yeah, nobody would think, well, would
tattoo artist.
Do you think a tattoo artist is capable of determining viability or whether an abortion is necessary? No. What about a 911 operator? No. Well, that's what this amendment does.
Absolutely.
So we have to educate. So if it is on the ballot at some point, first of all, we'll look at the signatures. And we will be very active in that area. Secondly, if it does go to the ballot, we have to educate the voters about how broad and deceptive this is, because most people don't know. And we have to get the church and the community
Absolutely.
Involved, because this is a time to rise up. The good news is here in Florida, some years ago, we passed an amendment that requires a 60% voter margin to pass an amendment. You need 60% of the vote. If Ohio had had that, that abortion amendment would not have passed. They tried to first pass the 60% threshold, but they didn't accept it. So they just have, you know, the 50%. And it passed by just a little over 50%.
And we can't allow that to happen in Florida. I mean, that's it. It all starts with the church. You know, educate your people, speak out, and spread the word. This cannot happen in Florida.
Especially, Holly, we worked for 35 years
right.
to overturn the NRA-TW case going back to 1989 that made Florida one of the most, if not the most, liberal abortion states in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We had no benefit from overturning Roe because we still had the Florida Supreme Court NRA-TW. But on April 1, the same day this opinion was released, in a 6-1 opinion, NRA-TW has been overturned. All the abortion rulings from the Supreme Court overturned. There's no right to an abortion in the Florida Constitution, the court said. The 15-week abortion ban has been upheld. That then paves the way for the 6-week heartbeat abortion ban. Florida moved from one of the most liberal to one of the most pro-life states in the nation in a matter of moments.
And we can't undo that with this amendment.
And that's why this is so critically important. Pray we'll continue to talk more about this upcoming fight in Florida and nationally on Faith and Freedom. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/FL Amendment. That's FL Amendment.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.